call to order the joint committee that refuses to die for Wednesday, June 27th. Colleagues, we have a work session on, open a work session on House Bill 3242 relating to construction contractors. Representative Jensen.
A committee that refuses to die for a bill that refuses. We previously amended House Bill 3242 to provide expenditure limitation for a construction contractor board to implement the bill and resolve conflicts with Senate Bill 91, Senate Bill 94, Senate Bill 605, House Bill 2109, House Bill 2117, and House Bill 2498, and House Bill 2654. The B6 amendment resolves one conflict with House Bill 2654 by increasing the surety bond requirements for residential contracts. I recommend House Bill 3242 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Discussion? Representative Galizio.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I sit or sat on the Policy Committee, the Consumer Protection Committee, and We heard this, and obviously the other bills referred to, and there were some concerns expressed by minority contractors and chambers of commerce, and I just wanted to, if I could, just mention three of the areas where there were changes. One concerned just overall experience. So there was a change to allow any kind of experience working as a contractor to count, and remove the requirement that it just be as a journeyman contractor. Secondly, in terms of the bond amounts, reduce the amounts of a level 2 contractor matching the residential contractor requirements that were changed in 2654. And then finally, in terms of continuing ed, it changed who can provide continuing education to include business associations, which was at the request of chambers of commerce. And it seems that although those attempts were made in good faith to assuage concerns that minority contractors brought, I think the committee made a good effort, and I believe that those partially satisfy advocates in terms of the overall legislation. So.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Shields?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, and I do appreciate the improvements that were made on this. I just wanted to get some of those concerns, additional concerns on the record, if I could. I did vote no on this on the floor, and we'll do so again today in the committee. One, I'm uncertain that this type of really fundamental change can be handled for $315,000 at the Construction Contractors Board. Secondly, the overwhelming amount of work where there is incentive for minority contractors to take part is in the commercial realm, and I'm afraid that with the two-tiered system that this bill creates, the governments will have a tendency to say, well, we're just going to deal with tier one contractors rather than because of the bonding and liability requirements, and that would have an effect of just adding an additional barrier for minority contractors. So on that basis, I will be a no vote.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion? Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I share the concerns of my good friend and representative from North Northeast Portland, Representative Shields, about the levels. I do have that concern, and I've heard from NAMCO, the National Alliance of Minority Contractors, this morning that they also remain concerned about that particular element. But they are okay with the other two pieces that Representative Galizio has laid out. And Representative Shields, the conversation with NAMCO took place just within the last 10 minutes. It's one of several conversations that's taken place this morning. I do want to say this, however, and I want to say it for the record to the Associated General Contractors. The lesson in this process, one of the lessons in this process, in developing this piece of public policy is that, you know, Oregon is changing. Oregon has changed. It continues to change, evolve, grow, become more diverse. And with that change and with that growing diversity, we also see emerging organizations that represent the interests and concerns of these populations. And we need to learn, and I'm speaking directly to AGC now, but I'm also speaking to this legislature. We need to learn to consult differently, to listen differently, to understand that there is a place for these organizations at the Oregon table. And when the table is set, you set it with all of those who have an interest. You don't set the table, make decisions, and then go out and tell those that come to the table and hear about the decisions that have been made. And that's been one of the problems in getting here. So we need to understand that we need to learn to collaborate differently with these populations, these emerging populations, who have so much to give, who have so much to contribute to our state in talent and creativity and ideas that we don't know about because we don't know how to extend the invitation. We have a report that was prepared by the Oregon Progress Board that looks at the progress of Oregon's racial and ethnic populations. Colleagues, we need to read the report. We need to understand the recommendations, the findings and recommendations that relate to education, economic development, health care, all of those issues and areas that impact communities, Oregon communities that are on the move. We need to understand the findings and recommendations in the report because those findings and recommendations should inform how we make public policy that affects those communities. And until and unless we do that, we're going to fall short. We're going to continue to fall short in meeting the needs of all of Oregon's people. So I'm going to, I came in here prepared to vote against the measure, but I'm going to support it. And I'm also going to, together with Senator Carter, work with AGC and other organizations out there in our community to try to keep building those bridges. We need more bridges that bring in all of our communities to participate in this process. I pledge to be a part of that. And again, I conclude with, you know, this. The status quo will not work. It must be rejected. The way, the usual way of doing business with all the usual suspects isn't going to work. That needs to be rejected. I reject it. We're creating an Oregon table that is inclusive of all of our people, and we've all got to internalize that and act on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Carter?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. A group that has not yet. I'm going to chair a group that has not.
Berkeley's got his full run. Don't worry about it.
A group that has not been discussed this morning. It's 52% of Oregon households are headed by women. And women are the fastest growing and the most emerging group that is in our state that are single heads of households. And when we did the emerging small business, we were answering to a national call, because at that time I was co-chair of the Trade and Economic Development Committee, when it was as such. And I think that if we're going to, again, be a legislature that listens to the changes that's going on in Oregon, then Senator Gordley is right. We have to look and see who's at the table and how we protect the economic interest. Don't fool yourselves, colleagues. This bill is about economics. And if you are going to help care for these emerging businesses, these women businesses, and they tend to hire other women in their businesses. As you can pass along and see any of the construction that's going on in this state, and for a change, we have women that are in the marketplace. If we're going to continue to do that, and don't forget all of those children that are being taken care of, they're now off the system that's not on welfare, that you are not having to be upset about, that you don't have to worry about with paying $16,500 per year per child for being in foster care. If you're going to have a balanced system, then you got to think of the system as a system and stop thinking within the parameters of a small space in terms of those people that we're trying to serve and trying to put in the marketplace. I don't know about you, but every time we keep a child at $16,500 a year out of foster care, and let's take a family that could have five kids in the family, look at the money that you've saved. And so since all of us are concerned on ways and means about these kinds of issues, remember that we are keeping kids out of foster care, paying that kind of money per year when we help the parents to have job opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I appreciate that our discussion has tangentially at least gotten a little ways away from the charge that the General Government Committee had in relationship to this bill, which having said that, I would like to comment a little bit on some of the things that transpired in the General Government Committee in relationship to this bill. Certainly The women and minorities are an issue that we need to be concerned with, and I have deep respect and admiration for the previous two speakers on this, and appreciate very much their comments that they've made. But in at least some, excuse me, perhaps minuscule way, this issue was attempted and was addressed in the committee when this bill was first heard, in the subcommittee in which this bill was first heard. Not mentioned in our conflict amendments here this morning, but one of the original provisions of the bill was to limit remodelers, i.e. Small contractors, which is where women and minorities are going to enter the field at. They're not going to enter as the large commercial contractors under most circumstances. In the original bill that we got, what might be the subcontracts on some of these large contracts for them were limited to $10,000. Now, the intent, I understand, of what the original bill called for, but clearly this didn't represent a what I perceive to be something of a, you know, reality in the world that we live in. And to the credit of the commercial contractors, when I put the, you know, put them in conversation with some of the smaller folks then, if you wish, on this, we were able to work out an agreement that everyone was pleased with to raise that to $250,000. Now, I might argue that even that's inadequate, but it's certainly a significant enough step in terms of the context of this to make some of these jobs viable as far as women and minorities are concerned, or some of these subtypes of contracts viable for them. And we did hear testimony from one lady who, I, if I'm recalling correctly, and I stand corrected if I'm missing what her what the expertise was now, it's been a few days ago, but I believe it was she was a painting contractor, and talked about the painting work that she did. Well, even painting work on one of these large buildings is going to be in excess of $10,000. And, you know, she struck me as being a very, very entrepreneurial and very good business person. You know, while we didn't solve the problem, and we would be certainly first to admit that, I don't think the issue went unnoticed in committee. I think this is a problem that is going to require in all of your lives an abiding commitment to be able to solve. In respect to that, I would pass on to my folks, and I'm sorry, Madam Co-Chair, I'm aware that the folks on the House side hear this a lot from me, but pass on to them that there's another minority in our state, in the state of Oregon, and that minority is rural Oregon, where we don't have some of the opportunities, albeit for women and minorities, or for that matter, the quote-unquote majority, whatever, you know, that happens to be, as we become hopefully more and more colorblind and genderblind in our life. But they still are an emerging minority, and I have a number of feelings as I've gone through this session that it's a minority that is being neglected in many ways on our part. So thank you very much for your indulgence, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion? I particularly like the image of setting a table for all of Oregon. Any objections to the motion? Representative Shields. Any others? Motion carries.
I would anticipate, colleagues, that we will have yet one more chance to visit with each other today. So stay tuned.
For now, though, we are adjourned.